I think the lads played to the potential, and I think that's what will satisfy you more than anything.
Yeah, they did, yeah. I think that's about the size of it now, that about sums it up. I think they played today how they're capable of playing. So that's the level we want, and that's the level we want to try and exceed the next day, and that's the challenge for us now.
And we crafted two beautiful goals, didn't we?
Yeah. We were disappointed with our display last Sunday, to be honest with you, and we didn't really... We created goal chances, but we never took them. So, at least today we took them.
There's no way Carlo were going to walk through our defence today for goals, were they?
No, we defended well. Yeah. Our guys were very, very responsible defensively, very disciplined defensively. And, you know, we had an idea of what we wanted to do defensively, and that always helps.
And I'm sure from your own point of view, you know what you're working on training. You're hoping that can happen on the field of play on match day, which is not always easy. But I think that's what will please you most this evening on the way home.
Yeah. I just think the response in general now from the guys was great. That's very pleasing. And like I say, I know next weekend's a big game.
Rome wasn't built today.
No, yeah. Rome was not built in the day. And like it's only a start. It's only a small step. And next weekend's a big, big game for us now. So we just got to get this, process this, and get ready for a similar performance next weekend.
What really pleased me and the lads, Billy Dodd and Jamie Fitz in commentary, was that the lads attacked the space. Heretofore, we would have held on to the ball looking for a support player alongside us, but the lads actually, everyone to a man, attacked the space and turned Carlo.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah. I think, look, one of the things I saw early on, kind of before I took the job, even when I was studying Wexford football, there's an instinct in them to play, I think. And I showed a bit of that instinct today, so it's never any harm if you have that instinct to want to play.
Is it nice to have the likes of Brian and Ben there, that's in the owner's experience now. You have a few experienced players there to mix with the young lads. That's obviously a big bonus too.
Oh yeah, it's vital, of course. You have to have the mix right. And the boys were great there. They've been great all week as well, to be fair. Like I say, I know it's just about processing this very quickly and getting the guys ready for next weekend again.
It's been a tough week for Niall Hughes, hasn't it? 3 games in 6 days.
Yeah, it has. And we cut some balls
at the end, didn't
he? Yeah, we were conscious of him, and we had a plan for maybe if he started to flag in the second half, we were ready for that. But do you know what? I think stronger he got in the second half as the game went on. So I watched him in the week in the Sigerson final, and they had a great run in the Sigerson, and it's good. I'd love to see more players playing at that level, to be honest with you, third level, getting an opportunity to play Sigerson football. It certainly hasn't done Niall Hughes any harm, anyway, that's for sure.
Now, this makes your job a little bit easier. It's not an easy job. We know we spoke about where Wexford football was before you came in, but this does make your little job a little bit easier next week of training now when you come back from a win, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't think my job changes a whole lot, really. I got to try and break down the game and look at areas that we can
improve on,
because there are loads. We left a good few scores behind us there now in the second half, I think, and that'd be an area we went a bit too long for my liking in the second half without scoring. And that's an area I think we'll have to look at. But the opportunities did present themselves; we just didn't take them. So I don't think my job has changed a whole lot, really, from last week to this week. Yeah. But obviously, look at winning is. Winnie is great, and it's just
it's infectious.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the guys deserve it. I'm happy for them, but the road is there's a good bit more to be done.
Yeah, and you move on to Waterford now next Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a big game.
They build on today.
Well, they beat us quite badly last year. So I saw them play a bit last year as well. So they've got a bit about them. So we're going to have to be very ready for that.
Well done today, Paul. Super win.